This is Coast Radio News for Monday, November 4th, 2019. I'm George Henry. Temperatures were a little too cold to work on paving of Highway 101 last week. More moderate nighttime temperatures this week will hopefully provide for an opportunity to do the work. Plans are for working throughout the week and the overnight hours to complete the median work and the two northbound lanes of Highway 101. The plan is also to secure driveway approaches. This work should continue through Friday of this week. There is still some curb work that needs to be completed before the rest of the roadway can be finished up. Bike lanes, parking areas, the bridge approach, and the intersection of Highway 101 and 126 will come after that work is completed. The City of Florence is still looking for businesses willing to host a job shadow day for students at Siusla High School. The Job Shadow Day, which is scheduled to take place on February 7th, is a day for Siusla High School juniors and seniors to learn about opportunities and to see what jobs are really like. Businesses interested in participating can visit the City of Florence website at ci.florence.or.us. The last day for signups for businesses is December the 2nd. The Oregon Department of Agriculture closed razor clamming on Friday due to increased levels of domoic acid. Clamming from the south jetty of the Siusla River to the California border are closed. You can still harvest razor clams from the north jetty northward, according to the ODA. The Oregon Health Authority continues to track influenza cases across the state. This past week, there were no new increases in reports from the prior week. There was only one reported case in central Oregon out of 170 tests performed. Generally, the season sparks in January of each year, but rates tend to increase in the first couple weeks in November. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, November 4th, 2019.